kosher to be a dayan. Umani who's this goal like in top of daf nun. Umani Reb Meir, Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir Shita. Rashi says the posel suma biyachas main of lodun, that this is a psul, it can't be a dayan. The tani would learn like this. Rabbi Meir, Reb Meir used to say, Mat Tamlin, what does the posel say al piyam? According to al piyam, that yoch al piyam yil koriv v'chol nega, that according to the dayanim should be any riv and any nega. What does that mean to say? What does the parish of ribim of arguments have to do with the parish of negoyim? It says al pi yemiyo koriv v'chol nega. So makish is possible to come and say hekeshir ribim of negoyim. The parish of ribim, that means of machlekes toin v'nitun and din imamnis. If you have arguments one against the other, the lock of negoyim, man negoyim, just like the parish of negoyim. When a kohen paskin, somebody's tummy has a neger on him. The lock is beyond. He has to paskin by daytime. The Pesuk says, of Yom Haras Boyda, that you look at it, is Av Rivim, the same thing is Shara about Rivim of Bachloikisim, is Beyom, the Bez Noni Paskin, Beyom. That the Beyom, the Noni Paskin, Dina Mamn, is Beyom and not Balayma. And the same thing, Oman, Negoyim, Shleib, Bissum, just like a Negoyim, a Kain, the Paskin person has a Tumas Neger or not. A Beloyim Kain cannot Paskin. The Chsidus says, the Chol Mare, Ein Ea Kain. But the kohen has to be able to see it completely. He has to have a good eyesight to see it. Rashi says the sibluchol mare in yakoyim adiyikol kula mare to see completely is af reading the same thing by halachis of dayan the paskin dina mamnis shloi besuma that a dayan that's a blind that's a person that's blind cannot be a dayan. Now we go back to the sekish or makish also negoyim makish backwards negoyim to pasha rhythm of dina mamnis. Ma Rivim, just like the Pasha of Machlokes and Madina Mamnis. Shloi Bekroiv and Makorov cannot paskin. Rashi says the Nafkalon, Yuloi Yemusu, Avras Abonim, that a father cannot paskin the son to die. Is Afna Goyim the same thing Rashi says, and Koyin Reigen Egel Korov. So where says Afna Goyim, Shloi Bekroiv him, that a Koyin cannot paskin for his own Korov, his own son, a wrong relative, whether he's Tommy or not. A Koyin Korov cannot paskin for his Kroivim. That's why we makish, that's why Meir Shita makish both ways, Ribim to Negoyim and Negoyim to Ribim. That's the din of our Mishnah, that a dayan that's blind, or even a one eye, cannot paskin the halachis, but he could be right to say this. Where it says that if so, even my Ribim just at the parish of Dina Momnis Bishloisha, you have to have three dayanim to paskin Dina Momnis. Maybe after Negoyim Bishloisha, when a Koyim wants to paskin, if a person of Tumas Nega, you also have to have three maybe. If it didn't, it's a swirl like that. If the mom and you have to have three dayonim, so the paskin on your own goof, whether you tell me or not, to sure you should have to have three. On this note, Tamadam, the pasuk says, to bring it to Aaron HaKohen. Or Yalechad Mibon of Akanim, to one of his children, the Kohanim. His whole amount of Nehru learn out, Shafilo Kohen Echod, Reyes Megoyim, says, Vuvel Aaron HaKohen, or Echod Mibon of Echod Mibon of Mash, even only one of them. Mash, but clearly, even one Kohen has right to paskin, Dinei Megoyim. Moses says, no, who Samuel is a blind person? The Ebbe Bishavi said to Rabbi Yechanan. He was in the neighborhood, a neighbor of Rabbi Yechanan. There's a Kedayin, Dina. Or some of the Girsa, Dien Dina. But our Girsa says, the Ebbe Kedayin Dina was paskening. It was a Dayan, even though he was blind. So, Beloy Kormalei, Beloy Mina, didn't tell him anything. The question is why? Hey, Chida, Bihoki, Abbe, Rabbi Yechanan, do like this. Let him paskin. I vom der Bürger Bürger und sagt noch ist da nicht gepasst das da nicht nur und dann wollte da nicht nur that kola kosha loden kosha lo that was kosha to be a dying is also kosha to say ages but our mishnah says we ate for some people kosha loden kosha to say ages but we ain't kosha loden is not kosha to be a dying for me no we say let's see what comes to conclude so I'm a bürger let's see some of the yachas name of the bürger himself says this that a blind person in one eye cannot be a dying so how did bürger let his neighbor like in his neighborhood the paskin shallows if he was blind in one eye. Smur says, Rabbi Yechanon enech nami, but stom achmin ashkes, he found another stam mishnah, this nam, all of this in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The dine momnis, donen bayerim, dine mitke paskin bedaytoim, the gurm blad can finish off the psak at night. So the chur, if you finish off psak at night, mashmi did not make the sekish of ribim to the goyim, because the goyim you cannot do at night time. But since here Stam Mishnah says you could pass and be the Mamnis, could finish with the Psak at night time, Mashma Stam Mishnah, not like Rameya. So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan passed that a blind person can still be a dying. So So that's the question more. Yuma, the high stam, high stam. How did you know to know which stam is the Ikka Mishnah Paskan like? There are two stam Mishnah. How do you know which one the Paskan like? He boils it before a case like this. Stam of the Rabbim Odif. That's me, that's the stam of the Rabbim. Therefore, that's Odif. In other words, here it's a machlekes from Meir and the Chachomim. So if you have a stam Mishnah like Chachomim, stam Mishnah like Meir, it's better to Paskan like the Rabbonim. Because the Rabbonim are still a stam, are still a Rabbim. So if you have only a stam Mishnah like Meir, you would pass like a stam Mishnah. But now that you have a stam Mishnah like the Rabbanon also, what is more stam for the state of Paskin like the Rabbanon Shita? Therefore we yelled that a dying, even though he's blind, could Paskin. And what did the Gemara do? Could even be a Lila also. For your boy said, another test if you want, Mishnah, the Tanya Law Gabi Hilchas Adina. This was learned in Sanhedrin, which is talking about Hilchas Dayanim. Right, so the Sanhedrin, the Kamari Kulu Masech to Bedinim. Hilchas Ikari, therefore in Masech to Sanhedrin, and that's the Ikar for Paskining, how to be a dying. Avalhak over here, this Mishnah in Nidom, where Tanan Lohacha Gabi Nidu, Ela Agab Gurav, the Nakhli Yotzabah. Here's what he put down, since you have other Mishnahs like this, it schleps along this Mishnah also. Therefore, this Mishnah is not the Ikastam, but rather the Stam is in Hedrin, that's the Ikastam. Therefore, if you're going to talk about that Stam Mishnah over there, that we are not Makish Rebim to Negoyim, and therefore, even though a Sumis, a Kain Suma, cannot pass the Nuchus Negoyim, but a Dayan, even though he's a Summa, he's a blind, he could pass Kandine Mamis. Now the Mishnah says, Kol Shechayiv B'maisros, any Tfu, anything that grows, that's Chayiv B'maisros, Shrumas B'maisros, is a Metamu Tumas Eichlin, that's called an Eichel, will be Mekabu Tumas Eichlin. But the Yeshua of certain things, Shem Metamu Tumas Eichlin, has Tumas Eichlin on it, but V'yena Chayiv B'maisros, and not Chayiv B'maisros. So more so, the Suya mind, what are these things that have Tumas Eichlin on it, but does not have Trumas B'maisros? So more says, La Suya, Vosa B'dogim B'beitzim, things that do not grow, like meat, or fish, or eggs. If these things are called an Eichel, and have Tumas Eichlin, but it would not have the Chiyiv Trumas B'maisros. Then the Mishnah says, Kol Shechai B'peya, anything that grows that's Chayiv in Peya, is Chayiv B'maisros. Who are then? These things are Chayiv B'maisros, are called Ponim Midirabonin. Because midiraisi only chayiv mice and truma, only dog on tirish v'yitzer, only on grapes and olives and the five grains. But midrabon, anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael is chayiv maisrus. So therefore, the Mishnah says that akopon midrabonin, that anything that's chayiv and anything that grows, a field that grows, is chayiv and pay it, leave over a corner of it for the neim. You should know those things that grow are also chayiv maisrus. But v'yeshtu are certain things, shechai b'maisis, you have to give a truma some maisis from them. But v'yena chai b'peya, you're parted from leaving over peya. If you have a field growing of these things, you have no chiyot to leave over peya. Leave over a corner for the anim. So what says, l'asuyah, my words come to include? L'asuyah, teina v'yera, comes to include teina, fig, the yerek and vegetables. That shechai chai b'peya, these things, you're parted from peya, and we'll soon see why. The tanan will learn like this. There's a general rule that says Vahikos Peya. It says like this. Kol Shu Oichl, anything that's a food that's eaten, if it grows, you have it leave over Peya. Venishma, something that you watch, it's not Hefka. If you do live in the earth, it has to grow out of the ground and not like Bosa. Only Ketosa Kechem is when the tree is, or when the field is full, means when it's ripe, all the crop is ripe at one time. Not like certain trees, like a fig tree, that part is ripe now and part is ripe later. That's called Nukitosa Kechod. What you, the crop is all full, ripe at one time. Or Machnis Lakim, when you bring home this Tfua, it could stay a while. You don't have to eat it up right away, it doesn't rot away. And these things are Chayiv Peya. Now we explain, what does it mean to say, Oichel, that's what it say, Oichel is Chayiv, is Lemute, is Svichi, Sat, Mekoitzim. Svichi means things that grow by themselves, not that you planted it, but the seed fell and grew by itself. Satim because it's a type of leaves that the main purpose of it is not feeding, but to dye with it. You use it for dyeing, to make a dye, to make a color from it. That's the main purpose of it. So therefore, it's not called an oichol to mechayiv and pay, because the main purpose is not feeding, it's for dyeing purposes. The question is, why do I have to say svichei, things that grow by themselves, one to say what you plant. So a different short, the Mumshad Rashi says is that what grows svichim, these things are not fit so much for eating purposes, but the first ones that grow, they're fit for eating purposes. That's why it says svichim. These are potter from peya, but the first ones that grow could be the chayv and peya. Then it says v'nishma, something you watch. That's lamute hefka. The hefka is potter from peya. Then it says the gedulim, and all things that grow out of the ground. Lemute kmeima patrias, lemute mushrooms. Mushrooms are not chayiv in peyah, they don't grow out of the ground. It's called it grows out of the ear. Well, the gitos like yechon, it says, you pick it off all at one shot. Lemute tele comes to exclude a tena fig tree. Because it doesn't go, all become ripe at one time, at different times of the year is it ripe, therefore you part it from peyah. Umach nisei lekiyum, lemute yer comes to exclude a yerek. Because Yerukas, vegetables, get rotten right away. So you have to eat them up right away. They can't preserve them. Now, V'ilu gavi ma'isa mashenkin, by ma'isa tenam lola this, kol shuwa'is, something that's edible. The nishma that you watch is not hefkam. The dula nors grows out of the ground. These things are chayib ma'isrois. But V'ilu likitosa kechod, this last tenai, that's likitosa kechod, rosu machnisa likiyim, that you have to be able to store it away to last. Lekatana doesn't say these things by Maisris. Therefore, Tainim are Chayiv and Maisris, even though they're Potter from Peya. But says, Vimhoyabem, Bishumim, with Solom, let's say that onions or some garlic there, then Chayovim, then Taka the Chayiv and Peya, these Yerukas are Lekiyum, these things could be preserved, these things could stay. The Tanan, the land like this, Melav Nais Pitsoma, they have a row of onions growing, shebein hayerek, in between vegetables. And as you have a big field, and in between the vegetables you have rows of onions growing. So the question is that these rows of onion divide up the field to make each part into another separate small field, or so called one big field. Each field is called, each row is each, like each row divides up that field into a separate field, and from each field you have to take off pay separately. The chum from the chum said another. The chum from the yachas alakur, take off one pay for the whole thing. But our core point, because they hold the so-called one big field, that's lucky, you don't take off pay at once. But our core point, and you see here clearly that by B'tzolim, this type of a yerek is called the davrach nisulikiyam, is mechuyiv in a pay. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabba bar Barchono, Omer Reb Yechanon, Ulshin, that's his endives, is Shezoron. When you first grew them, you had a mind to feed it to the animals. Then later you had a mind to feed it, to give it to a person to eat.